I wanted to do something a little different today, though not so much different, is that I wanted to go through a few different points in the davening, whether it's a Aseres Yemei or a Rosh Hashanah, which are, I think, inspiring. In other words, besides the fact that you're supposed to have perish of the midas, the real kavanah means to get inspired, to get excited about the davening. Just knowing what the words mean is not fully yaitzir kavanah. So there are, Baruch Hashem, many svarim, the perushim and sfira. This is a famous one, Sidra Kavanah, for many of you heard of. Anyway, so I want to go through some of the perushim that I heard either he says or I heard from other people, which I found very inspiring. Okay, anyway, let's start. The first one, I think some of these I said every year, and your people heard already, and some not. First one I'm sure I said every year, so those who are here heard it already. But what can I do? I have to repeat it again. Rav Zuckerman, the Tzal. Rav Zuckerman was a very, very big tzaddik. It was a Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim, which he realized was Nisra in 1933. If your time was this week, so you're talking about 76 years ago. Right? Anyway, so the Rav Zuckerman said that he personally finds in the entire Slichus, Yom Kippur davening, the one line that he finds most inspiring. And he said like this, he gave a marshal, basically, he says a person's on a diet. I don't know if he gave exactly this marshal, maybe this is already my application, but pretty much he said this. He says, you know, everyone knows my marshal, either people killing each other or diet. So, okay, guy's on a diet. And he comes to a Shalom Zachar. Before he goes to the Shalom Zachar, he knows they're going to serve the cake, and he doesn't on his diet. He makes up his mind, I'm not going to eat any cake. That's it. Comes to the Shalom Zachar, and of course the Shkacha process would have it, right where he sits down, they put down this delicious looking cake, his favorite cake, right? He loves whatever cake he wanted to be, lemon meringue, I don't know if that is interesting, you know. It's a delicious cake right in front of him. Mm. No, not eating it. Made up his mind, he's not going to eat it. No, he's sitting there for a while, and he's staring at it, and he's staring at it, and he's staring at it. So, of course, alright, fine, well, okay, I'll take a piece. It's all good. He takes a piece in his plate, takes his first bite. Ooh. It's soggy, you know. I mean, it's edible, but it's nothing to write home about. Okay. What does he do? What does he do?
Finish it.
He finishes that piece. What does he do? Once I really broke my diet, I took another piece. So Brooke said, yeah, that's what a guy would do. That's no, you're on a diet. So anyone on a diet. So Brooke said, that's, we say in the davening, right after the slichas, what comes right before that? He says, Lo Shavalano means that doesn't it mean. There's this one thing, the first time we did an Aveira, okay? We had a tremendous taiva. We lived in this dream world. We thought that this taiva is going to really make us happy. So, okay, yeah, you know, there's a sticker excuse. But what happens? You do the Aveira, and it's a mirage. It didn't make you happy. Very often, in fact, not only did it make you happy, it made you even more depressed, because after you did the Aveira, you enjoyed it for 30 seconds, and for the next hour, you walked around, or 2 hours or a week, being depressed that you did it. You know, a fiddlesticks, I did it, I told myself I wasn't going to do it, right? So that Aveira caused you less happiness and more sorrow than happiness. So, okay, so the first time you fell for it, but you should do it again and again? Like, how stupid can you be? So he said, Zirka said, that is to him, that's the most inspiring line of the davening. That the lo shavalanu, that I did the avodas that I knew I wasn't gaining from, and I still did it. Like, that's really bad. Like, that's, okay, anyway, that's what he said. Rashiva used to have, every year he used to say over, so I'm allowed to say it every year also, he used to say over Rav Yisrael Pshat in Zachreinu L'Chaim. Basically, it's a little complicated, we'll say the whole part, because the whole part's very, very Yisraelistic. Rav Yisrael Salanter asked the Stira, we did this, Ezra in his Sefer Kri Eitz, I think, or it's Eitz Pri, I don't remember, but it's there, in the Daka or Yisrael. He asked the Stira, that we always say in the Bali Musar that a person, a tzaddik, is happier than a Russian in this world, not just in Adam Haba, right? That's one of our themes that we bang away. On the other hand, we have many chazals that say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays in Russia for all his mitzvahs in this world, so that he shouldn't get Adam Haba, and he gives the tzaddik his punishments for his avodas in this world, so he shouldn't suffer in Gehenna in Adam Haba. So that seems to be a tremendous stira. If the Russia is getting his reward for all his mitzvahs, then he should be, he should be happier. And if the tzaddik is getting his all his avodas, he should be sadder. So how can you say that a tzaddik in this world is happier than a Russia? So Rabbi Yisrael says as follows, that it all depends on your starting point, right? That's my share this year. But not exactly the same. But it depends on your starting point. Meaning, if a person starts with $1 million and you take away half, that's a terrible punishment. If a person starts out with zero and you give him $100, that's a tremendous reward. But still, at the end of the day, the person who got the punishment has more money than the person who got the reward. So he says as follows, the Russia starts out with zero. Why should he have anything in this world? He doesn't deserve anything. Now Hashem goes ahead and gives him whatever he has in this world. He gives him, we say example, we give him a bicycle. And that's a tremendous reward. You could walk instead by foot, and you're given a bicycle. You know how much better it is to have a bicycle than a foot? Okay? So he gets all his reward. He gets maybe he'll get wants a lot of reward. He'll get a banged up jalopy. So he's like, wow, that's really amazing. That's great. So he got all his reward, but I bang up jalopy. Now the tzaddik, he just starts out without doing anything. He's supposed to be flying first class. Why? Because when you work for a company, then there's such a thing called an expense account. Expense account means it's nothing to do, it's not you. The company has to give it to you. If you're on a mission for a company, then the company sends you on a mission, and they're a rich company, and it's possible for the company not to send you first class. They'll fly you first class, they'll put you up in the fanciest hotels, give you a fanciest restaurant, and it won't cost you a penny. So you're not paying for it, it's up to you. It's a company, it's your expense account. So tzaddik is here in this world to serve Hashem. So he has he's supposed to have an expense account. His expense account, he's supposed to go first class. Comes on, goes vertical and says, we're going to punish you. Instead of going first class, you're going to go business class. You're going to go coach. What a terrible punishment. So he says, even after the punishment, though, he's still way ahead of the Russia, because he started so much ahead. Anyway, that was the Shia story called Rav Yisrael. So that he used to say is Pshat, and we say in Zachreinu L'Chaim. Zachreinu L'Chaim, Elchot in Zachreinu, because they must say for Achaim, the Mancha, and Elkin Chaim. So he says, the Mancha means that we're davening, that even though we might not deserve it, we might be paupers, but we want to go because of the expense account. The advantage is when you go with Hashem's expense account, first of all, you go, even if you don't deserve it, you get much more than you deserve. Because you could be a pauper, but you still can go fly first class. And second of all, it doesn't come off from your schar on haba. Because it's not your reward, it's just the expense account. So we're davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us all the brachas and all the hazeh, but give it to us, the Torah, the mancha. because we're working for you, so it should come on the expense account. Right? That was what Shiva would always say. Okay. We another thing we say in the Aseret Teshuva, we say, Mi kamocha avarachamim. Pashup shot, and it's probably definitely right shot, means who is like you, a merciful father. The problem is, it's a little bit problematic. What's the big chiddush? A lot of fathers have mercy. Mi kamocha avarachamim. So someone said shot, it's a cute shot, is that Av doesn't mean a father, like he's our father, who has Rachman, but it means the father of Rachman. So I think it's a very nice to hear. Mikamocha Av Rachman. He's the father of Rachman. Meaning, if there's such a thing as Rachman in the world, where does it come from? If anyone has a Hargosha of Rachman, he got it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All midas tovus, everything good that we have, is because we come from our tzal and elokim. We get it from Hashem. So it's Hashem is mikamocha. Who's like you? Because all the beautiful thing of Rachman, which is a beautiful thing, that whole beautiful entity in the world all comes just from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're the one that puts Rachman into the world. There's a knife there. Okay. We go further in the davening. We say in the special Rosh Hashanah davening, or in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we have this addition. So he has here in the Siddur Agra, you know, the Kubachain. So he has here a number of children. Some of them are very nice. He says like this. We say, Lasos Ritzoincha Yosef Kura Maguda Achos, Lasos Ritzoincha Beleva of Shalem, Kimoshi Adana, Hashem Lakena Shashotan of Fanecha. So the first thing he stops on, Lasos Ritzoincha. He says, Lasos Ritzoincha is a tremendous tzvira. Because Pshat is, so often, we think we're doing mitzvahs and we're really doing aveiras. So it's not enough just to do a mitzvah. We want to make sure that we're doing the right mitzvahs, right? One of the most scariest things in life is to dedicate your life to some task and then Acher Meir Ve'Eshem find out that you are on the wrong team, right? You know, you're doing the wrong thing. Anyone love to have a crystal ball to know what am I supposed to be doing in life? What does Hashem want me to do in life? Should I stay in yeshiva? Should I go to work? Should I marry this girl? Should I marry that girl? Should I live in this neighborhood? You know, there's so many millions of shaitans, and we don't have nevuah. So we go through life, and we're always, even when we try and be sincere, but we're always nervous, maybe our negiyas can, you know, mess us up, or we're making the wrong decision. So it's a tremendous bakasha that we're asking Lasos Ritzoincha. We want to do what really you want us to do. Not just, it's sort of like, you know, the real mitzvah, not just like a mitzvah, but the ratzon. But Hashem, the mitzvah that Hashem wants us to do, not the wrong mitzvah. You know, we're going to be doing one mitzvah, and Hashem says, you know, it's brought down in the Sefer. I saw in the Sefer that on Yom Kippur, the minute in some places were that the Talmid Chachamim would stay up all night after Kol Nidre. They wouldn't go home. They would stay up in Shul like we do on Shuas. They would stay up all night and learn, and then a little bit at night they would go to sleep in the Shul. They wouldn't go home. So it's in the Sam Sefer saw after davening a certain rich person setting up his star in the Beis Medrash, that he was going to go stay up all night. And this rich person happened to be a rich person, but he did not give that much tzedakah. So the Sam Sefer went over then and said, in a soldier, every soldier has his job. He says, a rich person's job is to give tzedakah. You get out of here. Rather, the guy was doing the wrong job. you know, as soon as he was giving stuff, he went to kick them out. But he was, because he thought he would be great to his job by staying up and learning, so he wasn't doing his job of giving sucker. So he got the wrong job. So that's what he's saying. That's what we're saying, Chanin, with Darling, we should know what we're supposed to do. Okay, the life of Shalom is obvious, also a tremendous bakasha, that when we do mitzvahs, we very often do it grumpily. We feel like we're giving up. And therefore we don't do it with simcha. So we're asking you to do the mitzvahs b'leiv shalem. Now, the way it's in the Siddur, it's b'lavav v'soicha b'leiv shalem, there's a period. K'mo sh'yadar Hashem Elokeinu sh'ashotu nefanecha. But someone says, a cute chap, that you're allowed to move the period. Or at least you can read it both ways. So if you move the period, it's lasos v'soincha b'leiv av shalem k'mo sh'yadanu. Which means as follows. Very nice musar to hear. He says that deep down, Mekshivius always said there's no such thing as an atheist in the foxholes. Right? That was one of Mekshivius' famous lines. Which means that a guy can be an apikoros his whole life, but when it's in the foxholes and the bombs are going off, he'll scream, Hashem help me, God help me. Why? Because deep down, everybody knows the truth. The truth isn't born in your neshama. It's just we deny it because of our negiyas. So that's what we're saying. We don't do the mitzvahs b'leiv av shalem. I'm not happy with the mitzvahs. I want odem hazeh. I want tithes. I'm not. But the truth is, deep down, we know the truth. So we're saying, lazos v'soincha b'leiv av shalem, k'mo sh'yadanu. We should do the mitzvahs b'simcha with leiv av shalem, like we really know in the depth of our heart. In the depth of our heart, we know the truth. And if we could only act on what we really know. Okay, let me continue here. I would like to do this avera. Hashem wouldn't have said it's us there. Now that Hashem says it's us, I don't want to do it. But intrinsically, I have nothing per se against eating pig's meat, except for the fact that Hashem said it's us there. But now that Hashem says it's us, of course I don't want to do it. Okay, anyway, we have as follows. I'm just skipping to different parts, random parts that I found. We say after Bechatami Kol Amim, after Son of Tzitzvah, Remember the Kedoshana, the Kedoshem et Nasecha, Atom HaKin of Nasecha, Shimcha Godo Vatoh Shalein HaKarasa. So here we're praising Hashem all the amazing things Hashem did to us. Bechatami Kol Amim, Ohapto Son of Tzitzvah, Bano, Amar Mikol Hashayna, Kedoshem et Nasecha. Then the last thing we say is the Shimcha Godo Vatoh Shalein HaKarasa. So why is that the last thing, like the greatest praise? Especially on the Yamin Narav, on the Roshayim Kippur, so we're saying in that vein. So someone says chant like this, that B'nai Yisrael, Hashem is a tremendous Baal Rachman. He does, they say it really in the beginning of Shemona Esrei. We say, Hashem is Gomel Chasadim Toivim. I think Rav Dessler said this, I don't remember. Gomel Chasadim Toivim means Hashem gives out free chesed. Right. Free chesed. Kaimel chesed means, you don't deserve it. That's why a chesed. Free gifts. Kaimel chasad and taimim. Honei Akko is an extension of Gomel chasad tovim. Therefore, he gets everything is indebted to him. Okay. Vizokher chasad adults. What happens if the guy was such bums that we don't even deserve it for free? Because you only deserve to give something for free, that guy is like neutral. You know, you don't deserve it, but what if you're a bum? So I can't give it to you for free. It's not right, but zocher chasdei avos. Because you have schus avos, so even though you're a bum, I'll still be nice to you. Well, maybe go the Nebuneam, the man Shemo. What if the guy's such a super, super bum that even the schus avos don't help? So now we're stuck. He can't give it to you for free, and he can't give it to you for schus avos. So now we have the last resort. The last resort is the man Shemo. The man Shemo is the same thing that we say here. That the Shimcha Dova Vakodosh Aleinu Karasa. But since Hashem put His name on us, and if Klal Yisrael is in Sarah, there'll be a tremendous Chido Hashem. So Hashem says, I'm not saving you for your sake. And this is like the excuse. The Midas Adin, the Midas Adin says, how can you help these people? They're a bunch of bums. He says, I'm not saving it for them. I'm saving it for the man Shemo. I can't allow a Chido Hashem in the world. So that was the greatest chesed that Hashem did, that He put His name on us, knowing that we would do such terrible avarice. He created this situation that even when we totally don't deserve it, and the MS, the meat of MS says you can't do chesed to the Klal Yisrael because they don't deserve it, and they don't deserve the chus of this, Hashem has an excuse how to save them, because He can do it in man Shemo. So that's what we're saying, that the Shimcha Godel HaKodesh Aleinu Karasa is a tremendous chesed, because now Hashem can save us, the man Shemo. Okay. Alright, then we continue. Vatita Nam Hashem Lakeinu B'Avos Yom HaZikaron HaZeh Yom Shua. So someone says, I don't remember who, I'm sorry. Maybe, I don't remember. That, he says that, it says that this is the ultimate chesed. Because, really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need a special day of judgment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can judge. He's not like a human at all. He has to keep judgment, and one day he needs to go over his checkbook. Hashem can keep a running tally. So why do we have a Yom Rosh Hashanah? The whole reason why we have a Rosh Hashanah is for our sake. Because this way we know one day, and then we do tshuva. Right? If Hashem kept a running cheshbon constantly, then we wouldn't have a day of doing tshuva. We wouldn't have an inspiration. So it's a tremendous chesed. Tidin Am Hashem Akeinu B'Avos Yom HaZikaron HaZeh. He gave us one day. That was a tremendous chesed. He did it for our sake. Makes it so much easier for us. And then it's Yom Tshuva. That He gave us on that day, which is the Yom HaDin, He gave us a mitzvah shofar, which I don't know how it works, but Chazal say that shofar moves the midas HaDin to midas HaRachman. So He gave us a mitzvah on the Yom Zikaron, which guarantees that we're going to be successful in the din. It guarantees, but it makes it much more likely. So like a double chesed. One is He made a special with Yom HaDin, and two is He gave a Yom Truah, the mitzvah Skir Shofar, so that we can get such a mitzvah. Right? On Yom Kippur, we say this every year. The Slavish Rosh Avodah says that it's an amazing chesed that we fast on Yom Kippur, because he says every second that you fast, since it's not for the mitzvah of fasting, you would eat. So every second of Yom Kippur, one after an hour or two, you're mekayim a mitzvah of fasting. It's like probably one of the only mitzvahs you can do every second, because since if the fast would be over at this second, you would go eat right now. So right this second, why aren't you eating? Because it's a mitzvah to fast. So you're constantly, as you would say, right now, why aren't you turning out a light? I have no interest to turn out a light. But fasting, you would eat if that's for them to fast. So he says it's a tremendous chesed that on the Yom Kippur, which is the Yom HaDin, Hashem gives you a mitzvah that you can mekayim every second. Okay. That would be said, B'Sharei Shavuot, this is it. Alright, I'm running, I don't know, I have no idea what time it is. What time is it? 24. Okay. In the Siddur HaGra is a very nice parish on the Zichronis in the Rosh Hashanah davening. It says there, Ata Zecher Maisei Odom Hu Poke Kol Yitzurei Kedem. Right? Kol Yitzurei Kedem means all the people that were created in Kedem. Means all the way in the beginning. Kedem means the beginning. He remembers everything from Bracious. You don't forget anything. So the kasha is, why does Hashem have to remember from Bracious? So it says, it brings from here Chazal that Hashem judges even the mason, even people that die from Unlimarishan are rejudged every year on Rosh Hashanah. He says, the people that are alive and the people that are dead. That's what it means. Call Yitzurei Tedem. He says, why did Hashem have to rejudge a person who was judged already? Ultimate Rishon was judged already a few hundred thousand times. I don't know, but a few 5,000 times, you know. So why does he have to be judged again? So he says a beautiful idea is that because Adam HaRishon keeps on changing. Because in every single person that was ever created in the world, his chiyus changed because you have ramifications. So your parents or grandparents and great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents are all being rejudged based on what you are doing. And not just your parents, but your rabbeim and your great rabbis and your great-great-great-grandbis, right? Everybody, and also the guy who messed up your grandparents, whatever it is, everybody in the whole world, in firm shashas you made gracious, is being rejudged based on what's happening in the present, which is, I think, an inspiring thought. Okay, I want to end with the Rishivas. I used to say this also, we used to ask him every year. This I say every year. There's an Avudram. It's in the Siddur I grow here. He has a Psicha to the Rosh Hashanah davening. And he asks a famous question. He says, Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Adin. So how come in the Nusaf, the Chazawar, Goveya, we have very little mentioning of davening for the things that we would think are important, except for those little lines we stick in as Achreina the Chayim and the Sefer Achayim, which is almost like an interjection, and it's not even the Akev the Sfira, if you forget it, you're Yaitzi. In the Iker body of the Shemon Esrei, we have almost no mention of asking for life, for health, for Parnasa, for Shalom Bayis, or, you know, with all the things that your person would think he would want on a Yom HaDin. You know, he's saying the sign of Tychus, but that's not the Shemon Esrei. Shemon Esrei is the Iker, and it's not there in the Shemon Esrei, basically. So the Avudram, as the Rishon said, a mystical thing, he says that when a person does Averis, he causes himself to have to get punished. When you cause it, you have to be punished, because Baruch Hu, who loves us so much, feels the pain. The classical line, it hurts me more than it hurts you, is true by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know if it's true by a parent, but it's true by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's such a, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ava Rachman. Therefore, he says that if a person really had proper hargushes, and you realize you did Averis, because you did Averis, you brought about, Imo Anochi Betzara, tremendous Sarka HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how can you daven for your own problems when you realize that you caused so much sorrow to Hashem? So he says the whole Rosh Hashanah davening, the Iker flow of the davening, is in the spado to remove Hashem's sorrow. That there should be the Mashiach, there should be a Gula, you know, that's in the, that bracha in the Ata Kaddish, there shouldn't be a Chidah Hashem in the world. So we're almost in the spado for Hashem. Okay. Says, that's what the Avudram says. So there's a footnote in the Siddur HaGra where he brings up Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said that a person has to be careful, he should be Piv Aliva Shavim. And here he's saying in his mouth, I don't care about myself, I'm only davening for you, Hashem. So saying that's, you know, you have to be careful, you don't be a phony. Hashem knows the truth. Have Piv Aliva Shavim. So Rabbi Yisrael says that you should make sure to work on yourself that you really feel that way, that you really care more about Hashem and not for yourself. That's where I ended a footnote. So Rashuda said, and I saw this in other Svarim too, I don't know where, it must have come from someone earlier, because I saw it in a number of other Svarim, that Bizman Azeh, we're not on the Madrega. Rabbi Yisrael says, work on it that you should feel it. We're not ready to work on it, we're going to really care more about Hashem than ourselves. And the Neder, if we just do the davening the way it's in the Siddur, it's a pgam and pivotal v'shavim, because we're making believe as if we care more about Hashem than ourselves. The Neder, he said, your bedavka is supposed to add bakashas for yourself. You can't add it in the basic Shemona Esrei, because you're not allowed to be meisif in the Shemona Esrei. But in either where there are places in the Nusach where it fits in, so they have those kavanas, And especially after Shmon Esrei, we say Yud HaRatzon twice. I think that's most of them in the Munich and the Mishnah Berurah. We say Yud HaRatzon after Baruch Atah Hashem Hashalom, and then at the very end we say it again. So after the first one, before the second one, you're allowed to add your own bakashas, and you're supposed to, right, Rashid, you're supposed to add bakashas for things that are meaningful for you. Your life of your people, your family, health, parnasa, you know, whatever is meaningful. And also ruchnius, atzlach and learning, right, avoiding being able not to do averus. You don't say vidui on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah. So you don't say forgive me for this and this avera. Whatever, but you can say, give me siyata d'shmaya, not to do a certain aveira, that you can say, I believe. So you can mistano for all your bakasha. The problem that used to get to Rashiva is what happens if it's Shabbos. In Shabbos, you're not allowed to ask for bakashas of gashmias, only for ruchnias. Because in the Shabbos davening, even when we ask for a choleh, we say, Shabbos yimid is okra, thuakrova lava. We don't ask for Gashmi is usually on Shabbos. So here we're supposed to, and Rosh Hashanah is the day of Yom Adin. And the first day of Rosh Hashanah is a real Yom Adin, the derisa Yom Adin, so to speak. And the first day, that's the way of Shaila, how it works. Whether, for the Shaila, once Chazal made it 2 days, as it didn't stretch to 2 days. But that, I don't know the answer. I think it's different opinions. But the nice, the for sure the first day is in Iker Prada Yom Adin. That's in Shabbos. So we can't back bakashas for Gashmias. So Rashida said that what you're supposed to do is you only can daven for Ruchnias, but you're allowed to daven for Ruchnias, for Gashmias, for the sake of Ruchnias, assuming you really mean it. Meaning, I want to be healthy. And why do I want to be healthy? Now, I'm looking at it, I want to be healthy, stop, because I want to be healthy. But there's another reason. I also want to be healthy. It's true. Because I want to be able to have arichas yamin to perform mitzvahs. A person who's zeicha to live till he's 90 years old is able to do a tremendous more mitzvahs than someone who chas v'shalom is only nifter at a young age. So I want arichas yamin, I want health. Besides for the gashmias reason I'm about taiva and this and that, I also want, because I want to do more mitzvahs. So you're allowed to, that you can daven for it. So you can say, Hashem, give me arichas yamin, or give me health, or give me parnasa, so that I can do this and this mitzvah, so I can be successful in our brother's Torah or whatever. So that's, assuming you really mean it, so you're allowed to daven for gashmias too, when you put a ruchnias spin on it. So that would be Shiva help, that's what you're supposed to do. So on the Shabbos, which is the first day of Rosh Hashanah this year, he said you should add your own bakashas. But it has to be for ruchnias, and if you're doing gashmias, you have to put a ruchnias spin on it. And the second day, you can do both. You can daven directly for gashmias and ruchnias. And, okay. Shikaya.